استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه التوبه والمغفره والهدايه انه هو التواب الرحيم واغف عنا يا كريم واغف عنا يا كريم واغف عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حفظ يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله السلام والسلام عليك يا سيدنا الذين والعالمين اشفرنا يا شفيع المسلمين في رحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انتهم فيتتون آمنوا بربهم وزدنهم هدنا صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kareem, they were spiritual warriors who believed in their Lord and Allah increased them in guidance. Many of us do not know the codes of morals and behavior. Which is a part of Islam which is called Kutubah. Kutubah is an ideal young person, a young Muslim. Who is blessed with all the good characters and all the good behavior of truthfulness, of justice, of loyalty, of strength, of wisdom, of generosity, of compassion, of kindness. The list can go on and on and on. Last week, I briefly mentioned what the Islamic art historians say, that there are five periods in our history in which the Muslims lived their Islam in different ways. The first one is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Darr al-Shahada, during which the Muslims lived according to drop by drop as the ayats and the surahs were revealed from the blessed mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, most importantly, they had the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they lived according to Allah Ta'ala's instruction in the Quran al-Kareem and following the example of Rasulullah, copying him, in short, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed this world, breath of the fresh Islam departed with him. So the second period of Islam, during the time of Khulafa-i Rashidin, and in fact partly during the time of Tabi'in, the Muslims lived loyal to the generation before. What was important for them is loyalty. They were 100% loyal to what the first generation of Muslims did and copied it. And eventually that shrunk and disappeared too. And during the third period of Islamic history is the period where there is the empire is becoming bigger and bigger. There is the pride of being a Muslim. And that is when, also with the influence of new development in Islam, which is called Tasawwuf, if you wish, the mysticism of Islam, there came a period that they had developed a set of codes of morals, which I have mentioned, and they called it Futuwa. And people tried to live according to the rules of Futuwa. And when that also mellowed and disappeared, we come to the period of our grandfathers and our fathers, very close to us, when Islam lost its wisdom, its strength, its rules, its loyalty, even its freedom and our country. We became colony. That is the period of Hayya, of shame, which last week I talked about. And I also said now, at this period when we live, all what is left for us is that because we come to Friday prayers, and because we pray five times a day, and because we fast during the Ramadan, we hope to be rewarded for it. And the rest of our time, when we go out and sin in abundance, we live with fear of the punishment. That's all what is left to us from Islam today. The hope of reward in this world and in the hereafter, and the fear of punishment in this world and in the hereafter. But there are no strict walls between these periods. There are still some people amongst us who are Ahl Hayya. There are still people amongst us who are Ahl Futuwa. There are still people amongst us as loyal as to our religion as our forefathers were during the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Hazrat Umar, and Hazrat Ali, and Hazrat Osman, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. What is Futuwa? ones who know say that somebody who follows the code of spiritual knighthood is working always for the benefit of others rather than his own benefit. He is thinking for others more than he is thinking for his own welfare. He is talking about the benefit of others who are in need rather than his own needs. And he is acting for the benefit of others who are in need than his own. Many of you should know who is Imam Jafar al-Sadiq. Imam Jafar al-Sadiq is from the line of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the grandson of both Hazrat Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhahu. One day someone came to Medina-i Munawwara for pilgrimage and he went to a small mosque and he made his prayers, and when he finished his prayers he looked around that he didn't have his purse anymore with money inside, and the only person who was in the mosque beside him was Hazrat Jafar al-Sadiq. He went and grabbed him and he said, "You stole my money." He said, "No, I didn't steal your money." "Yes, you did." He said, "But wait a second, how much money did you have in your purse?" He said, 1,000 riyals. He said, "All right, come with me." He took the man to his house and he counted 1,000 riyals to him. The man was still angry, although he got his money back. So when he went home, he found out his purse was at home, that he had left his purse at home. And he was, of course, terribly embarrassed, and he went to the house of the Jafar al-Sadiq, and he wanted to return 1,000 riyals back to him. Hazrat Jafar al-Sadiq wouldn't take it back. He said, "Whatever Allah Ta'ala has given from my hand, it will certainly not come back to me. If you want to give it away, go and give it to somebody else," said he. One day, Shaqiq Balhi, Qudus Sirrah al-Fattahi, a friend of Hazrat Jafar al-Sadiq, they are talking together. Hazrat Jafar al-Sadiq told to Shaqiq, he said, "Tell me, what do you think about patience and about thankfulness?" Hazrat Balhi said, "Well, when Allah Ta'ala blesses us with gifts and gives us what we need, we are thankful. And when He holds away from us what we need and He doesn't give us, we show patience." Hazrat Jafar al-Sadiq said, "The dogs of Medina do it." He said, "You know, when you give them to eat, they are thankful, they wag their tail, and when you don't give them food to eat, they come and sit at your feet." or the one who carried the flesh and blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said Shakik ibn Zayd, then you tell me. He said, well, Allah Ta'ala blesses us with what we need. We prefer that He gives it to someone else than us. So we take it from Him and give it to someone else. And when Allah Ta'ala withholds from us what we need, we are thankful to Him because we hope that instead of giving to us, He will give it to someone else. Years ago, when my daughter was 3 years old, they asked me to talk to second or third grade, she was, I don't remember, about what Islam was to little kids. I told that story before to you, some of you may remember. So how are we going to describe Islam to little children? So I said, do you people like chocolate cake? Yes, Mr. Bayrak, we like chocolate cake. I said, well, now if one of you would have a beautiful German chocolate cake, and at noon when you are having your lunch, and your friends are looking at you to the chocolate cake, you do not eat the chocolate cake. You give it to them. And when they eat it, you take more pleasure from seeing them eating your chocolate cake than if you would have had yourself eaten the chocolate cake. I said, that is what Islam is. They understood it perfectly well. It seems next day, when they came for lunch, they were offering each other what they had instead of eating themselves. Ibad Allah, that is what Futuwa is. That is what Islam is. A fatwa, a true Muslim with this kind of morals, have no enemies. Except himself. And he is no one's enemy either. Today, the whole world is our enemy. But we like ourselves. We like that terrible ego in ourselves, which tells us we are the best of the world. And we deserve everything which we get. We can cheat and steal and kill. That is our right. That is not Islam. We have to learn to give our chocolate cake to others. And we have to learn to have pleasure while they are eating the chocolate cake than we are eating ourselves. Then we will have no enemies. And neither will be an enemy to anyone else. Bless this Jamaat with the qualities of the Fatah. Amen. and include us amongst your servants who are Ahli Haya, Ahli Taqwa, Ahli Tawakkul, Ahli Shukur, and Ahli Sabr. Ya Rabbi, you say that if we do not love each other for your sake, our Iman is incomplete. Ya Rabbi, in this mosque, we do love each other for your sake. And we do care for each other. And we would sacrifice ourselves for each other. Thus, Ya Rabbi, as you have gathered us on this blessed Friday in this humble mosque, gather us also on the day of Yawm al-Din in the safe place under the Riwayah Hamd and close to the one who you have sent as Shafi' al-Mujdeen, Rahmatan lil-Alameen, Khayri Halkillah, Nuri Arshillah, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, bless this Jama'at with Adab Muhammadi and Adab Quran al-Kareem, so that perchance we will be worthy to receive Shafa'at Muhammadi. Ya Rabbi, bless this Jama'at and all of Ummat Muhammad with the Shafa'at Muhammadi. Ameen. 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 Ameen.